Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello, sir. Bobby Major.
Hello, Bobby. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm a service provider. I'm a member of Local Splash. And you see, look, I just got a call 10 minutes ago. And, of course, it rings through to me. And it says, in my phone, it says Local Splash lead. And then the computer takes over, says you have a possible lead through Local Splash, and I talked to the customer. Well, you said I'd get a text after that said, you know, this person, name, number, whatever, just called you. And I've not been getting that lately. I need to contact this lady back, and I don't know what her number is. You might look at what my call-in leads have been and tell me, which will be fine. But I don't know her name or anything.
I think
it's Hickson or Dixon or something.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take a look here. See what's going on, okay? When did you have this phone from?
About 10 minutes ago.
About 10 minutes ago, okay. I'm going to look at the account here.
I'm going to look back and tell you exactly.
Okay, Bobby. So the latest phone call is from Janice Nixon?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to write the number down?
I'm writing.
Okay, 205-492-9195.
All right. And why am I not getting texts after a call?
The text message, you're not getting it?
I'm not getting a follow-up text that says, you know, and it might take a few minutes, I don't know, but if I, for example, miss a call that says Local Splash lead and the computer kicks in, you know, sometime later, I'll have a text that says you received a call from this person at this number, but I'm not getting that now.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it's an email or a text.
For example, like the one that says, we are forwarding you a new lead from your webpage? Is that the one you're referring to?
Not really. I thought there was one, unless I'm just losing my mind. After the call comes through, then if I miss it or I need to refer back, or, for example, the client gets busy and does not send me the text, which I asked this lady today, send me your name and text, cell number, so I can text you this information I sent to another customer recently. He wants exactly the same thing you want. I do it that way, so I'm not wasting my time or anyone else's, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. But let me ask you, though, are you using the Local Splash app for the text? Or are you texting the regular number?
The text is, today is the 30th, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, though.
Okay. No worries. Let me help you out here, Bobby. Let me ask you, are you using iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, so I'm going to send you this link so you can download this app, which is the Local Splash app.
I'm surprised I don't have it, but I don't think I do.
See, no, it's a good tool for you to use, right? Because nowadays, The calls are, you know, we have a call log on the app where you can see the actual phone calls that have missed and any text messages. You know, you have basically that phone number available for you.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. Did you get that link?
I did get the link. Go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, download it. How'd you send that? You text it?
Yes, sir. I sent you a little text. Uh-huh.
Okay. My local boy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I have four bars, but it sure is taking its time to look to load.
But do you see a little button that says get started? Or get started now?
No. Now, do I click in the box that you sent? Or the link?
Yeah, on the link that I sent you to download the app. So let me know if you got that.
Yeah, local splash, there it is. I don't guess I have it because it says get.
Okay. Yeah, please download it, if you don't mind.
Sure. I am.
Uh-huh.
Working. Okay, open. Okay, oh, local splash would like to send you notifications. Yes.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. It says updated.
Okay.
It's updating now. Get started.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Please.
App permissions.
Yes.
Microphone.
Just sure. Allow. Uh-huh. Yes, please.
Welcome to Local Splash. Enter your phone number.
Okay. You're going to type in 205-253-1859 number.
In code.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. 137-189. Sign in.
Mm-hmm.
Exit on. There I am. Okay.
So, for example.
Now.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say. I know I can go down and see, tell me how to find that particular lead. Total leads or local leads?
Yes.
836 new.
You're just going to hit the three little lines on the upper right-hand side, and then you're going to hit leads.
Leads.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there it is, Janice Nixon. Yeah, for some reason, now I might have had this before and somehow it got not included in some of the updates. iPhone changed a good little bit this last time they updated. I know that.
Yes, because usually, for example, when you get a call, unless you refresh it manually, it doesn't show up, right? It shows up in 24 hours. So do you see a little refresh button on this screen right here?
I do not see a refresh button unless it leads in two lines. Got a gear, a cog.
Okay, so you don't see a little, let's say, a circle? It says refresh?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the bottom of the app, do you see the dial pad or the text messages, for example?
I see messages, calls, home, leads.
Uh-huh. So, for example, if you hit messages.
No results found.
No results found. Okay. So you don't see the message from Janice right now on this app?
No, not when I hit messages. Went away. Her name and number was there before.
Under leads?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. And do you see the dial pad?
Dial pad?
Yeah. In the app. Do you see the dial pad and the missed calls? The call log?
No. I mean, if I could touch those three lines, I don't see anything. Leads, website, reviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. Then in that case, for example, under leads, right, you're going to see every phone call you have received, you know, on that call tracking number, right? Now, for example, if you hit the three little lines and let's say you hit reviews.
All right.
All right. Once you hit reviews, do you see a little button that says request review?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, for example, if you hit request review, then you just put your customer's name and number. The system is going to send them an invitation with the link to actually leave some positive feedback right on your Google profile. Remember, Google, they don't care about the numbers of reviews, but consistency is certainly, you know, factored in, right? And currently on that profile, we only have 6 reviews. The newest one is from 11 months ago. Okay, so you can just share it with your clients. You just need a few more to compliment on Google. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Do you have any pictures that we could use, by the way?
I do need to get with you guys and give you some pictures because, you know, of course you know that I've been with Locust Flash a good little while, and I mean, you know, we're a small company, and I get a couple of weeks sometimes, and I don't really need 20 or 10 a week, you know, I can't keep up with them anyway. But, so I'm cool with all that, but I do need to, and you guys have reached out to me to, you know, have a consult and a talk and let me send you some pictures and so forth and so on, but, you know, quite frankly, it's my fault. I haven't followed up with it, but I do need to do that.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while. I mean, we know you're busy and that you're on the field and you know, you're working. So we totally understand that. But at the end of the day, it is a competition that we're having with other businesses out there. So, you know, like we said, every once in a while, just send us new pictures. Just ask for reviews from your recent clients. Regardless of where they're coming from, remember that profile on Google is yours, right? So that's always going to help us compliment, and that way we can just maintain a good flow of phone calls without the need of you know, investing a huge amount of ads, okay?
Right. Okay, cool. I like that. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. Do you have anything else that I can do for you as of right now, Bobby?
No, I just need to get off my lazy ass and get you some true information of jobs I do.
No problem, Bobby. I do appreciate the time. We'll keep a lookout, okay? Just send them over and we'll put them on the different platforms.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. You have a good one there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.